Everybody's sharings tonight, just a lot of them hit home. You know, yes, we are going through troubling times. Lots of people with different situations going on, whether it's we've lost someone or, you know, with this, with what's going on in the world. You know, I really struggled Monday to even be able to buy food. It was just horrendous in our supermarkets. And, you know, I'm really praying for the government because the decisions they're making is just really bizarre here in the United Kingdom. You know, and we can listen. Well, I don't actually, but people are listening to the news and I couldn't tell you what's going on in the news right now, only what I am told from people outside around me. And I don't watch the Olympics. I couldn't even tell you what's going on with the Olympics right now either. But I can tell you that I am blessed, that I have Christ in me. And no matter what anybody says, you know, our God is bigger. Our God is bigger than any of this. So we were sat here on Monday night. I'd gone shopping Monday. I'd come home a little disheartened because it was like the apocalypse. I mean, I've walked into the biggest supermarket and the shelves are just empty. Just, I mean, totally empty. I had a little list and I think I got one item on the list. And I came home to Lawrence and I said, well, love, we better do some praying. I said, because the shelves are empty. No bother. Don't worry. He said, Danny and Amber are up tonight because we have a prayer night with Danny and Amber on a Monday. So we're all sat there and we're praying. And then Lawrence says, here, love, do you have that wholesale card? And I said, yeah. So him and Danny arranged to go to the wholesalers the next day. And so I wrote him a list, you know, all my, what I value to be my most important, like my fizzy water, because I can't drink normal water out of a tap. I've got to be fizzy. And toilet roll, you know, all these, what we class as bare essentials is now like
essential.
Is like pretty desperate. I said, well, we'll have to start buying newspapers and do like they did in the olden days. And we rip our newspaper up and I'll get a little hook and I'll prise it onto the hook and hang it up. But, and then I went off to work on Tuesday. And when I come home, oh my goodness, my table was absolutely covered with washing powder and toothpaste and toilet roll and fizzy water and normal water and, you know, you name it, it was there. So he said, see, love, God always takes care. And it was pretty amazing how we even remembered that we had that card. I don't think we've used it for about 4 years or something, 5 years. But just sat down praying, getting quiet with God. You know, that's when he really can touch your hearts and remind you of things that you may have forgotten, like we'd forgotten about this wholesale card. So it was a blessing that we managed to get what we needed. And then, lo and behold, Tuesday, all blessed, my Hoover blows up. Sparks, flames, you name it, it's done it. So I said to Alex, love, we need a Hoover. He said, don't ask me. He said, you better go to God. So I said, well, okay. So I just left it and I thought, yeah, okay, I'll have a look at it, you know, get my handy iron screwdriver on it. Well, actually, there was nothing I could do with this one. And I prayed and I shook it and I banged it and I changed the fuse and I'd done lots of different things and this Hoover was not going to work. So I left it. And then the next day, Leanne rang me and she said, Mum, she said, I want to do so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. And I said, well, come up for tea on Wednesday and bring your Hoover. She went, what do you mean, bring my Hoover? She said, well, take my Hoover for a day out. I said, yeah, to my house. So she said, why? Where's your Hoover? I said, oh, my Hoover's gone on a very long vacation. Somewhere very warm. So she sort of realized that it had broken. And she said, oh, Mum. She said, I had a card come through. She said, for one of the shops. She said, with a 10% discount if you've done it over 6 months. Oh, okay then. She said, I'll get the Hoover. I said, all right. She said, you just give me the money every month. I said, all right. So, bang, now I have a nice new Hoover. So, and with a discount and with a blessing that I just pay for it, which we won't even notice it really, £20 or something a month. And Laura said, see, love, you didn't have to ask me at all. See, you go to God, you tell God what you need, or you tell your daughter what you need, and God comes through. So it's been quite an eventful week. And then to top it all off, yesterday, I was listening to someone sharing, and you know, when God really goes to work in our lives, we don't have to feel jealous of one another. We don't have to praise someone up, you know, because all the glory goes to God. And when we see that we are an individual that God has created, that we are unique in our own way, you know, we won't have to worry about what other people say. You know, some people can be, can look to a man, but I know that everybody on this fellowship, we all look to God. And you know, it really blessed me to think that I listened to that yesterday, and yet I was coming onto my Zoom fellowship tonight with a total different atmosphere and a total different heart and compassion and love that we have for each other, and that we all respect one another, and we're here for one another. You know, just like Bambi was sharing that she managed to get hold of Amy and Jane, and the encouragement that you got from there, and then ringing Lawrence, and, you know, times that we've got together. So, you know, the way that God has brought us into the family, there's no jealousy, there's no animosity, there's no hatred towards one another. And we all know that what God does for one, he'll do for all. You know, we don't have to try and big ourselves up. We don't try to have to be the main man or the main woman, but that we are all special in God's eyes. You know, we are all Moses. We are all Abrahams. We are all Jacobs and Sarahs and Noahs and Isaacs and Ruths, and because we've got that spirit, and that spirit makes us unique. It makes us set apart. That we can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. You know, that we come to this Zoom fellowship with a pure heart, a heart to want to encourage one another. And if we are having a tough time, that we know that we can come here and we can get edified and we can get blessed. That nobody is out to corrupt the fellowship or to stab someone in the back. Or, you know, if somebody didn't come on one week, yeah, we miss them, but we know that God's got their his hands of protection around them, that God really does change people's lives. When we walk in faith, that faith supersedes any other thing. That when we go to him with just, even just the size of a mustard seed, ounce of faith, then we have nothing to fear. You know, times can be very lonely, and you know, it saddened me to hear what Michael was saying about his family, because, you know, what the government's done here also is it's isolated these older people, and their only source of information has been the TV. And the TV is just sending out the negatives, which then puts the people in fear. So then they now have that fear, and they don't want to leave their homes. You know, the images that they showed on the TV was terrifying for people that are sort of living in the world. You know, it's bad enough for us to watch it, but for those that don't have any hope. So, you know, it's so vitally important that we can get out there to share with people that, you know, that there's nothing new under the sun. You know, there was a massive meeting up in Trafalgar Square, up in London on Saturday. Hundreds and thousands of people, you know, just trying to say to the government, you know, enough is enough. People are dying of starvation. People are losing their homes. People have lost their jobs. You know, in fact, this pandemic is now killing more people in the world than it is from the actual virus itself. So, you know, things are getting quite serious, and it's a time where we can all go in prayer. I mean, I don't know what it's like in other countries. I just know what's happening here right now. And it really is an urgent time of prayer. You know, we are praying for our countries in which we live in, that God really can go to work, and he can go to work very powerfully. I remember when the volcano exploded and ash was in the air, and they stopped all the flights. We needed to fly somewhere very urgently, but there was no flights. You know, everything was grounded. And the ash was quite dangerous for your breathing. And
the airplane.
And for the airplane, yeah. But, you know, where the people were living, the ash that was actually settling was dangerous for their breathing. So, you know, a couple of believers got together with Lawrence, and they just commanded in the name of Jesus Christ. And do you know what? That ash lifted instantly. It was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So, you know, even now, we can continue to tell God what we want and what we need, and he can go to work on it, you know, and then it'll become a great testimony. You know, people really need to get back to living their lives and seeing their families and seeing their loved ones. You know, people have gone 18 months without seeing their mothers or their fathers or their grandchildren. You know, it's got to the point of absolutely ridiculous here now. So, you know, as we go to God and we tell God, you know, God, this ain't on. You know, you need to really cut through the muck and the mire here. We really need to get back to normal. People want to live their lives. And if that's not going to happen, then please come back. Come back soon. You know, we're all ready. And God only knows the time and the hour, you know, when that last person has had the opportunity to believe. You know, what a glorious day that will be. And I know Bambi will be up there with her. She'll be the first one in the line with her banjo, you know, with her drums, and the flags will be flying. Yeah, we'll be doing something real special up there. We'll be having a well of a time. And we have to let people know, you know, that Christ is coming back. You know, that it's not all doom and gloom. And I thought it was quite funny, actually. One of our MPs called Boris
Johnson.
No. What was his, what was it they called him? They called him a potato in a wig or something.
Yeah, Boris Johnson.
But it wasn't him that said it. It was somebody else that called him.
Oh,
Katie Hopkins called him a potato in a wig or something. And then she's from another planet, but she's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And she's an MP. She's done a lot of things over here, and she's very outrageous. Speaks her mind and speaks it clearly, and you know, gets arrested for
it. Got the Muslims after us, want to chop her head off.
Yeah, she's got lots of people after her, but you know, she does speak her mind, and she has no fear. Great, great woman, I believe. You know, very bold. You know, and it's how we get sometimes. We have to get to the point where we are so bold that we are not afraid. You know, that we know that what we stand for is the truth. And it's only the truth that can set us free. And there's a lot of people out there right now that need to be set free. Free from the bondage and fear. And that this whole world is putting on them right now. You know, and just to be... I went to one lady today, and she just stood there crying. And she said, "Can I hug you? I haven't hugged anyone for over a year." And I said, "My God, you can hug me all the day long. because I have, you know, I don't
well, you don't let me hug you.
Well, no. But you've been hugged. She hasn't been hugged for a year. He talks rubbish. But, you know, and it's sad. It's really sad. It is heartbreaking when I go out there and I see these people and, you know, just real fearful and scared. And so I can relate to what you were saying, Michael, there. You know, and we hugged and I just gave her a kiss and I said, you know, that no matter what, no matter what, just remember that God loves you. And, I mean, she was in her 80s and she is a believer. She loves God, but, you know, she doesn't have that communication. She doesn't have that strength coming from other people. You know, her pastor is terrified. He's closed the church down. So all her friends that she'd go to church with on a Sunday don't go to church. So they're all isolated. They're all like lost and they're wandering like sheep. So, you know, any opportunity that we can get to just let people know, you know, that God's got this in hand and he's never, ever left us or forsaken us. And that as we look to him in every situation, we will have nothing to fear. And it's very easy for me to say that. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, it's okay to say, well, it, you know, we have nothing to fear. But at times we can get sidetracked. At times, you know, the pressure can become so great. But again, it's not a flippant statement. You know, we really don't have anything to fear. Even when we're on the edge and we feel like we're toppling, you know, God's always there to catch us, always. And we just have to really go in faith and take that step, knowing that God will see us all right. You know, I'm not telling you to go jump off a bridge or anything, but, you know, when we're on the edge of feeling insecure and fearful or whatever's going on in our lives, we don't feel we have control, we still have to keep moving because it's in the moving that God goes to work. So bless your heart.